Jeff Woods from Custom Fit joins us now. Jeff, how are you doing?
Great, Mr. Greer.
A few things I want to discuss today, a little bit in depth. We're talking about connective tissue injury treatment and how, you know, the connective tissues really are, if that stuff isn't functioning properly, you're likely not going to be feeling good. Even if you're just an average person, not an elite level athlete, not anybody who's super training, just want to have good function and mobility. So what's a basic connective tissue injury?
Well, first of all, a connective tissue injury or tendinopathy is just a general term, Jason, to diagnose inflammation of ligaments. So first of all, the tendons connect muscle to bone, and the ligaments connect bone to bone. So let's say, for example, you're out, you know, you're just an average male or female, and you're out participating in some activities on the weekend, and typically when the weather gets better, not like today, obviously, but people get outside and they start to run a little bit more or just a higher volume of activities, these connective tissues can get inflamed and obviously create pain. And in some cases, it can turn into a chronic problem that's hard to overcome.
And to overcome, it takes a lot of time. Like, you know, there's the RICE acronym, right? You know, rest, ice, elevation, all that stuff. Now, there's a lot of different reports on how to treat that. It seems like it's changed the philosophies. Is that true?
Well, and it has, Jason. And it's interesting because a lot of professionals, health professionals that work in the industry are really having a tough time wrapping their head around this. But the doctor who coined the RICE protocol back in the mid-70s, his name is Gabe Merkin, and he's come on record as saying, you know what, I might have blown this one. Like, maybe I was wrong. So the reason being is that the connective tissues specifically, they get a reduced supply of blood anyway, under ideal circumstance. Then when you put ice on it, it vasoconstricts, it even makes the flow of blood coming back to that injured site, it slows it down. So it actually slows down the healing process. And then on top of that, if we're to elevate and we're sending the site, lymphatic system starts to stall as well. And again, all the blood nutrients and plasma that are supposed to go to that injured site, They don't get there. So in some cases, we can actually inhibit the healing process and prolong it by 2 to 3 times as long, getting an athlete back to sport or just getting somebody back to work if they roll an ankle, for example.
So if they now, what about the fact for the MEAT acronym?
This is kind of interesting. So this is kind of the new protocol to follow. So the MEAT acronym means this: M for movement. And as soon as your athlete can tolerate moving around again and support body weight, and depending on the severity, Jason, that could be 1 day, it could be 2 days, it could be 3 days after you roll your ankle. But you want to get moving it as soon as possible to reduce scar tissue. The E stands for exercise, which again is closely related to the movement category. But we're looking at exercise now to build up strength, to improve the strength of the injured tissues. Now, this has to be obviously properly prescribed, and you don't want to get too much work too quick because, I mean, obviously it can go the other way. The A stands for analgesic. So that could be some medications. It could be a little bit of icing if you've got extreme pain. So you're only going to put ice on that, again, if it's an extremely painful situation. And again, we want to try and get away from that, the pain management with ice, as quickly as possible. In most cases, 6 hours after you've rolled an ankle or you've got some sort of inflammation, you should never see ice again as far as your treatment protocol is concerned. And the very last thing in the MEAT acronym, treatment, there could be various treatments to support your exercise. So, for example, if you're seeing a physiotherapist, like on off days, maybe your physiotherapist is going to help you with some assisted movement therapy, some sonic wave therapy, like, and all that is, it's just an electric current to help reorganize fibers and not aid like any scar tissue from forming, and just to keep the area mobile. So that would be the MEAT acronym. So basically it boils down to, you want to get up and get moving as soon as possible. That's the best way to go. And this is proven to in fact, speed up heal and recovery time.
Do you have any advice on treating long-term chronic problems that just don't seem to go away?
Yeah, I do, actually. Are we good for time? We've got a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's, I sort of went through some research. There's five really hot methods of fixing up some of these really stubborn chronic inflammations. So number one, eccentric strength training. So the reason that this is important, Jason, is that when muscles lengthen under stress or some sort of external load, this is shown to improve strength at a much faster rate than just relying strictly on short contracting type muscle action. So lengthening muscle in a stressful situation will help to make those connective tissues and muscle fibers stronger. So that's number one. And this is really interesting. The second thing I found, they're doing some work with nitroglycerin patches, which they typically use for heart patients. And what this does, the patches deliver like a nitric oxide that opens up the blood vessels and increases blood flow. So in the research on these forms of rehabilitation, with the patches and the eccentric training, the recovery times were 30% faster than just doing exercise or just letting it rest. So that was really encouraging. But when I called around looking for places, there's very few places that offer the treatment in Edmonton. So that's kind of a downer. The third thing was dry needling, where you actually put a needle into the tendon to irritate it, which is supposed to spur the healing process, like speed it up. And it's not like acupuncture. It's a completely different scenario. Now, looking at the research on this, the jury's out. There's not enough conclusive evidence to say that this actually works. And in some cases, they reported a tendon rupture with putting the needle in.
Oof.
So, it sounds painful. I wouldn't recommend that. Now, one that everybody's probably come in contact with is cortisone shots. It's a steroid with an anti-inflammatory. It can work if you hit the right spot, but it's hit and miss, obviously. And the long-term effect of cortisone shots, Jason, is that it can make the connective tissues weak. So, again, I'd be really certain that the pain would have to be unbearable, I think, in order for you to go this route, like as a last resort. And the very hottest thing right now in tendon treatment is platelet-rich plasma therapy, which, again, I couldn't find anywhere in Edmonton that does it. It's expensive. Number two, but what they do here, they actually take the blood out of the injured athlete and they put it in a centrifuge machine, which spins the blood and it speeds up the growth factors and makes the blood a little healthier. And then they re-inject the blood back into the injured tendon. Now, the research on this is kind of 50-50. There's not a lot out there yet. So it's far from conclusive. And most medical professionals that I talk to, doctors, they were a little apprehensive about sort of suggesting this as a therapy that might work.
Okay, so there's really only a few that you would recommend to people.
Yeah, and Jason, honestly, the eccentric strength training would be my number one advice to everybody because there's no downside to that. And obviously, it's just sort of coming back at a nice pace where you can accommodate doing some eccentric strength training. But there's just so much upside. I mean, on many levels, not just for repairing your broken down tissues, but as a preventative measure for the future. That would be number one, just strength training and put an eccentric focus on it.
So, can you explain what eccentric is? I'm not sure everybody knows.
Okay, so just the eccentric training again is when muscle lengthens, okay? So let's say, for example, you're doing a bicep curl. When you curl a dumbbell up to your shoulder and you force the bicep to curl, that's, and it's shortening, that's concentric action. So when you release the dumbbell on a bicep curl and the dumbbell is going back down towards the ground and your bicep muscle is lengthening, that's eccentric action. So that's where you'd want to put the emphasis on your training, is the slowing down the eccentric part of the repetition.
Oh, okay. So you bring it up, but then you'd maybe have like a six count as you let your arm go out and then you straighten it.
Correct. That would be exactly right. So you go down to a much slower cadence and come up to a faster one.
Perfect. Good stuff, Jeff. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Jason. Take care.